You are listening to episode 30 of Deb and Courtney's Mixtape. Today we talk travel. What the hell did we talk about? Bear with us as we check in, talk about travel, dreams, and movies.
I got nothing. Can you splice that together?
I sound like a weird happy robot.
This is the big 3-0 of Deb and Courtney's Mixtape. Welcome to the show. I'm Deb.
Welcome, welcome. I'm Courtney.
She is Courtney, and we are happy that you are with us. I know it's been a while.
You thought you were rid of us. You thought they're not coming back. They're not coming back. They're done.
We're here. Courtney, what have you been up to?
Oh, man. Well, actually, I'll tell you, I thought about being done because, not that we're going to get into this too deep, because that's not what we do here.
No.
But man, this world is...
This world getting you down? You need to go up on the roof?
I mean, if my roof were not, you know, pitched as slantily as it is, yeah. I might do that. Yeah.
Little James Taylor up there for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Big, huge drink and just like look at the stars and not listen to anything or anyone ever.
You wanted to remind our vast listening audience that this show is for entertainment purposes only.
Yes, I
so
did.
So let's just reiterate that.
FEPO. FEPO.
FEPO. It's the FEPO Mixtape.
It's, I'm getting into this cycle of like, I'll think of something funny or I'll want to post something where I want to push the latest episode of the show where I talk about a man whose penis I saw and I'm freaking out about. And like, for whatever reason, I'm busy or I'm, you know, working or whatever. And I go, you know what? I'll wait until tomorrow. And then tomorrow, like, oh, guess what? You know,
something
tragedy, enormous tragedy number 20 of the last week and a half occurs. And it's like, well, that no longer seems appropriate. Although I've been seeing the quote that's been going around that's like, you know, a lot of human beings can think about horrible tragedies and ridiculous distractions at the same time.
Yes.
And it's how we stay sane. But it does make it a little difficult to feel a-okay posting frivolous nonsense from time to time for me.
I understand that. You know, you really feel for the professionals who are creating quote-unquote frivolous content. and they must have a really hard time when they're doing these shows night after night. And, you know, what more do you say about all this shit going on? You just, you know. But
how many times can you start the show with a somber
right.
moment and then try to ramp it back up? It's like, oh.
But at the same time, people need the levity. People need, you know, it's therapeutic for a lot of people to tune into that stuff. And I hope no one's getting therapy from us here.
Oh, man. Good luck. Sorry.
But Courtney, people need your penis stories. I need your penis stories.
Thank God you put the word stories in there. I was like, what? Where are we going with this? I told you not to say anything.
Speaking of that, let's just revisit that. Was that at the in the last show? Is he still, if you missed go back and listen to episode 29 where Courtney 29. Revisits her past in her backyard.
Past vision comes back to haunt me.
Is penis still there?
Penis. No. He's gone.
The penis has left the deck.
The penis has left the backyard, the premises. Thank God. It was really, you know, by the end, because he was here a lot longer than we had anticipated. And by the end of it, I was.
You mean by the end of the.
Shut up. Deborah.
Okay.
You shut your dirty mouth.
Just want a clarification.
Oh, woman.
Did he clean up afterwards?
Oh, stop. Listen. Come on.
It writes itself, Courtney.
When the project was finished.
Okay.
Oh my God, I'm having to choose my words so carefully.
Meaning the
like...
construction project? Yes. Go ahead, I'll let you talk.
By the time the construction project was she's hiding from me. Was pretty much finished. I was doing a much better job of faking being normal around him. So that was handy.
So you were faking it around him. I'm sorry. You open the door. I have to walk through.
Here's the thing. I don't think I'm opening it that far. Okay. I think you are being like,
all right.
Is that a crack of light I see? Pa-pow. Any hoosies? It was fine. He cost me a lot more money than we had anticipated. Hmm. So that's a downer. So we're working on that. So if you want to send me some money, anybody, feel free.
No.
But other than that, that's done. That's done. We did have other randos in our yard today to finish up. So now that the construction bit is done, they have to finish the siding around the deck, which was the whole thing.
Sure.
They couldn't do the siding around the deck because the deck was literally falling apart.
Yeah.
So now we have a new deck. So now we're almost done with that siding, which is kind of a, I did not miss having to get up extra early and try and be ready before weirdo, they're not weird, I don't know them, but before like random people I don't know,
they're strangers in your house,
on my property.
On your property, sure, understandable. Yeah.
So episode 29, count the number of times we say penis and let us know what it is, because I certainly am not going to go back and count them, but it's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It is a lot, and it's all justified.
I feel like we should have given like a little
disclaimer. Like a little,
yeah, or like a PSA, like ahead of time. Like I probably should have recorded something that was like, hi mixtape listeners, this is Courtney. The following episode contains X number of the scientific name for the male genitalia. Yeah. If you are offended by scientific names for genitalia, please fast forward to
Might want to skip this whole episode.
You know what? Just take a powder. Take a powder.
Well, I'm glad that is over for you. I'm glad you have a new deck to enjoy. And yeah.
And our carport is freaking boss.
Is it nice?
Like, yeah. It's ridiculous. Like a Yeti could not knock this thing down.
Wow.
I think Yetis are strong. I don't know why I chose a Yeti, but I guess I think that they're strong.
Sure. Where would you put Yeti compared to like a bear?
I'd say stronger, because a Yeti is potentially a mythological creature, which could be imbued with super strength, whereas a bear is just a really strong actual creature.
Oh, okay.
Wait, are we talking about like a grizzly or like a Malaysian sun bear?
Oh boy, look at you drop with a bear.
They're little, but they have claws.
I'm not talking about the koala bear, because the koala isn't a bear. That bugs me.
Oh,
when people say koala bear.
Koala
They've got
bear.
Those little stupid little diaper changing stations, and they say koala bear care. It pisses me off every time.
You know, koalas, much like otters and dolphins, very sexually aggressive.
Really?
Not interested in taking no for an answer, just FYI. Oh, or is that even true? Sorry if I just defamed koalas. Actually, I think koalas are riddled with sexually transmitted diseases.
What?
I think I read that somewhere.
That's kind of bizarre. The more you know.
I am not going to fact check that. I'm just going to remind you what we said earlier. This is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, people.
But I really feel like I read somewhere that koalas like all have like herpes or something crazy. Maybe it's hepatitis. I don't know. Don't have sex with koalas or koala bears or on koala care stations, because those
please,
are not sturdy.
That would not be good. No.
And don't do any of that. But also, if you're swimming with dolphins, be careful. That's all I'm going to say.
I just don't see koalas as being aggressive at all. They're sloth-like, right? They don't move a lot. All they do is eat bamboo or eucalyptus or whatever that is.
Yeah,
they don't move a lot.
When people are around and watching them, but maybe when they're alone, they're just like...
That could be. Hey, this segues nicely into this trip that you're about ready to take. Let's talk about this,
Courtney. I wondered where you were going with that.
Well, actually, both you and I are going.
Yeah, I was going to say it's not just me.
Yeah, but you're going about a week before I am. Are you okay?
No, I'm freaking out. Deb and I are going to Australia. Mm. Not together, but at the same time, and then eventually we'll see each other. Although, usually when I go on these trips where Deb is working, I see her for like a hot second. I didn't even see you for a meal last time. I just was like, there's Deb. And then you were gone. And I was like, hi, hi. Yeah. And you were like, hi. And then you were gone. And I was like, oh, man, maybe I'll see her in the hotel.
That's so unfortunate because on these shows, there's so many great people. There's so many great people. And you always make the best plans to socialize with them. But after a 12, 14 hour day,
right,
all you want to do is go back to your hotel room and order a $30 room service hamburger. Really? Mm. I mean, that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Anyway. But
right on.
Anyway, so you're going a week early.
I am. It's my first time in Australia, or really anywhere below the equator. Is that true?
Really?
Maybe. I'll have to double check that because I've been real close to the equator.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've actually been on the other side of it.
Oh, well, you're going for it this time.
I'll double check. Anywhoosies, so that's happening. A lot of stuff. A lot of plans going on. But, you know, before we even get to that part, like, Deb, I am losing my freaking mind with trying to pack for this trip. And I'm not even, like, okay, so I am going to, like, three very specific and different climates while I'm there. So that part is completely exploding my head open. But even before I get there, like, I'm stuck on the plane because I'm not, so I've got, you know, World Traveler A, my husband, in my ear being like, you gotta wear compression socks. You gotta wear them.
Yep.
And especially after you sent me that terrible picture of your giant ankle, yes. I was like, oh, snap, I gotta wear compression socks. But, you know, that negates pretty much any cute outfit that I could possibly have.
Well, it's a 14-hour flight, Courtney. Cute is, there's no room for cute.
Except, okay, let's put cute aside.
Okay.
But when I get to customs, I don't want them to look at me and be like, ugh, another like disgusting American who wears their pajamas in public like an ass. No offense, Americans, but let's get it together.
Oh, is this why you were asking me where I get my leggings? Is this where this is going?
Yeah, but I can't wear leggings with compression socks. That looks completely insane.
Why can't you?
Are you serious right now?
It's just all black. Just go all black.
Oh. Well, my compression socks are not all black. They're purple and fun colors.
Okay, well, that's fine.
And the other thing is my legs are like, I don't even know, but my legs and your legs are not the same length. Let's start with that.
Okay.
And so all the leggings that I've found are like the quote unquote full length leggings, which is great if you are, you know, taller than 5'4". But on me, full length means like... you know, an extra 8 inches of fabric
at the end of your ankle.
Yeah. It looks like a camel penis. It's like, I don't know why I said that. It looks like an elephant trunk. It's like, just like this stuff, like just coming off of the end of it. And it's all like, bleh.
Have you tried looking at the little girl's section? She hits my forehead.
I just hit my forehead. Sorry.
No.
You didn't know what that sounded like. No, Deb, I haven't tried to go to the little girl section because in case you haven't noticed, I have the hips of a woman.
And they've got those pretty plus sizes now.
Now, while I have, I guess that's true. I guess that's a bonus.
Hips are pretty plus hips.
No, but for a little girl, they are.
Yes, they would be.
I have had some luck in the youth section previously, but generally not with anything that is supposed to like fit around my tushy.
Yeah.
I got some booty. It's okay. I don't mind. I am mad at it.
Rub it in.
I'm rubbing it right now.
Okay, so cute aside, comfort, I think, okay, would be the next thing.
Yeah,
right?
And also I have, like, you know, my grandmother in my head being like, you know, when you go on an airplane, you're supposed to dress a certain way. You know, it's all historical nonsense of all this stuff that gets drilled into your psyche when you're a child. But sure, it's like, I don't want to look like a schlub, right? Like, I don't want to look like the people wandering the aisles of, oh, I don't know, let's say a certain superstore at 2 o'clock in the morning wearing their pajama bottoms and their slippers and like, I don't want to.
She's talking about the people of Walmart, but she doesn't want to say that.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, but I will.
Necessarily. Maybe it's, I was going to say Sam's Club, but that's the same thing. Maybe it's, I don't know. It is. Yeah.
So you've got the flight that you're concerned about as far as being comfortable and dressing for. And then there's the packing because you're going to be in like, what, five different climates or something
three,
like that?
Three.
So, oh, I'm making it three. Sound like a lot.
Three is plenty.
No, I know. I get it.
I'm not too worried about it. I feel okay about it.
Yeah.
I'm more worried about my own personal transition. So I actually had to Google earlier this week. I had to Google, can you snorkel in shark infested waters while you have your period?
No. Oh, no. Oh, no. What they say, I've always wondered about that. What is the verdict on that?
So I found an article written by a professional female diver.
Oh, good.
Who was very frank about the fact that she dives every single day of the month and it never stops her. And the science behind it is that, you know, sharks actually, and to be clear, I had to Google it for my own, like, self to quiet down that horrible part of my brain, but I really wasn't so much worried about that. I'm more worried about the general discomfort and the feeling like crap and the worrying about, like, you know, the logistics of tampon strings and wetsuits. I'm sure. Sorry. I'm
nope.
sorry.
Nope.
That's graphic, but it's not fun. So it's fine. So she said that sharks actually aren't really very interested in human blood. They're curious about it, but they're not attracted to it.
Mm.
They are attracted to fish gastric juices.
Oh.
So don't squeeze a fish and then wipe whatever comes out of its butt on you before you go in the water.
Okay.
That's a pro tip for you.
That's usually my
SOP. I know, Deb, but that's why I'm telling you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Don't squeeze the fish and rub all over. Okay. Well, very interesting. Okay, so you feel better about that?
I guess.
That sounds exciting. Where you're going to go? You're going to explain where you are going to be. You're going to fly into Sydney.
Hey, internet, you know where I'm going? None of your freaking business.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sorry.
That's no, we'll get the stories when you get back.
But let's be serious. When is this going up? Not for a while, right?
That's true. Probably while you're gone.
We have other things to do. No, we're flying into Sydney and then I'm going up to the mountains and then I'm going up to the tropical north where the Great Barrier Reef is and then coming back to Sydney for a bit of time. I am getting excited. I wasn't letting myself be excited because I had so many other things I was trying to get through prior to, but now it's like suddenly like, oh, this is really happening. Which now I have the panic of like, oh, I only planned so much stuff. And now I'm like, what am I going to do?
Right.
What am I going to do while I'm there? I don't
right.
know. I'm going to ask my friend Deb where to go, except I'm not going to see her. But I'm going to try. I'll stalk you. I'll be like, Deb, what should I do today?
Well, I've been to Sydney 3 times and you're going to see more of Australia than I have, you know, because I just pretty much hung out and... Oh, there's the Opera House. Oh, there's Manly Park, you know, that kind of thing. But you're actually seeing more of the country. It's a huge friggin' country. It's
I know.
Huge.
It's like here. You can't be all like, I'm going to do Australia in 2 weeks. You
yeah.
Can't.
No.
I am super excited about Manly. I don't know, just because it's called Manly. And I already told my husband, I'm like, I'm going to go get my picture taken in front of the sign that's like Manly and like... Everything I read in the guidebook is like Manly this, Manly that. And I just giggle every time. I'm like, it's not going to get old. It's just not.
It's pretty great. Sydney is a beautiful, beautiful city, of course. And it is kind of surreal the first time you fly in. I have to say, the Opera House and all that. And the
because
beautiful
you're like, whoa,
harbor.
I've seen this on TV and now it's like.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure that's what people think when they see. I don't know, the Space Needle has the same kind of, you know, but the Opera House is just so iconic, right?
Yeah.
And it's just so beautiful. The architecture and the engineering behind the building is just fantastic. So
I'm getting excited.
Yeah.
I just have to get through a few more days of work. Okay. So anyway, in trying to find like reasonable solutions to my wardrobe issues,
yes.
I'm trying to change up my style and it's not going very well. And I'm looking for like basics, like stylish basics that I can mix and match. And I just am coming up.
Are you, you're shopping? You're actually shopping?
I was shopping and you know I don't care for that. I'm not good at it.
I don't like it either. I don't like it either. And I don't like it the older I get. I don't like it more the older I get.
Yeah. Well,
I was gonna disagree with that, but I think it's true. I think the problem is not so much. I think the problem is more that your choices of where to go become more limited.
That's true. Yep.
Yeah.
And I also don't like how expensive stuff is.
Well, no, I don't care for that myself.
So you're looking at changing your style or kind of revamping? I guess it's the same thing. What you're looking at?
I want to look less crappy.
You look fantastic all the time. What are you talking about? Less crappy?
Shut up. I want to look less crappy more of the time. That's my answer.
Okay.
I'm trying to look better and I'm trying to dress less boring. How's that?
Okay. Okay.
This is a whole thing. We don't need to talk about this here. This is like a whole, I feel like we're not going to get anywhere with this. I mean, really? Do you have any? Hey, Deb, as a world traveler, do you have any packing tips?
No.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm horrible at it.
You are?
I am horrible. I am a horrible, horrible
packer. For real?
Yep.
But you always look so cute when I see you places. And you always look really
I bring fucking everything.
But you always look like, ugh, I'm super put together and I'm super comfortable. Like, I'm a sophisticated lady. That's why they pull you up to first class all the time.
That's not true.
That and your miles status.
I'm not getting first class on the flight to Sydney. That's for damn sure.
No, probably not.
But no, well, thank you for that. Mostly it's because you see I'm working and I'm in crew clothes.
You weren't working when we went to Austin.
Oh, that's true. But I brought a lot of stuff. I wait till the last minute and I bring everything.
You bring everything. Okay.
And it's stupid.
Not to bring everything.
And remember, you know, there's always laundry. You're going to be gone for a while. There's always laundry.
Yeah.
And
Yeah. And we are staying places that have laundry. So
Yep.
That's good.
It's exciting. Are you going to have some Vegemite? Wait, you've had it already, haven't you?
I don't think I have.
Oh, got to try the Vegemite.
I think I managed to skip that. I am contemplating. I'm definitely going to have some pies.
Yes, some meat pies.
I am contemplating whether or not I'm going to try like some kangaroo.
Ooh.
Or some.
Yeah.
Crocodile.
Oh.
Or some more native type. I don't know. We'll see. Thinking about it.
It is weird seeing kangaroo in the grocery store. That's something that's kind of.
I watched a really beautiful, really beautiful documentary. Actually, it's a series on Netflix called Chef's Table. And one of the episodes, each episode is about a different chef and their style and how they got there and yada, yada.
Yep.
And this guy runs some amazing restaurant in Melbourne, which is like in the top 25 restaurants in the world and blah, 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 blah. And I thought, I mean, we're not going to be in Melbourne, but I have a lot of time in Sydney where I'm kind of just hanging out, doing what I want. And I'm like, maybe I'll just scoot my booty down to Melbourne and like, you know, once in a lifetime opportunity when I'm ever going to be there again, I'm just going to see if I can get in there for, you know, for one and see what I can do. And I looked at them and, you know, I have food issues and I was still going to be like, listen, I'm going to nut up and I'm going to do it. And I got in there and I read the sample tasting menu.
Yeah.
And they do say, because it's a set menu and it's like, it's a set tasting menu. And so you don't order. They just like, you get all of this stuff. I went through it and they're like, if you have allergies or special needs, they're like, we can accommodate those if you tell us in advance. And I'm like, okay. And I'm looking, I'm going down the list and I'm like, nope, I don't know what that is. No. And then I'm like, okay, well, maybe the vegetarian. That, because, you know, that leaves out the fish issue. And yes. I'm like, nope. What is that? Oh, no. Oh, God, no. That sounds pretty good. I don't know. And then I looked at the price and it's like, it's something. I mean, listen, if you are of means and you are traveling and this is what you're doing with, sure, like, yeah, go nuts. Good, yeah, for you. God bless. But for me, $400
whoa,
for a single meal, just for me.
Yeah.
Not like, not the two of us. Just me.
Yeah. With that's a whole
kinda,
lot of nope.
Kind of spendy. Yeah, yeah. For the four bites they can eat. I feel like no. Now that is with wine. You can
okay,
you can do closer to $250 without the wine.
Oh.
But even so, I'm like, I don't know the last time I drank $150 worth of wine in a meal. Like, it's not gonna, no, I'm never gonna feel like I got my money's worth on that. I'm sorry.
No. So
many people do and will, and good for them.
Yes. So obviously you will not be flying to Melbourne anytime soon.
Well, not for that.
Not for that. Yeah.
It's unlikely.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, who knows? I'm going to do some stuff. I'm going to see some stuff. I'm going to get in the water with some animals and try not to freak the hell out that, like, I'm supposed to be breathing underwater. It's going to be great.
Are you going to scuba?
No, I'm going to snorkel.
Snorkel. Okay.
But when I put my face in the water and then I tell myself to breathe, my brain is like, you go to hell.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. It's a mind thing for sure. But
I'll get there.
Once you figure it out.
Yeah. This is like a 3-day thing. So the first day is going to be a little rocky. And then after that, it's going to be fine.
Good.
If I'm not cramping out my eyeballs from the bleeding of the vagina.
Yes.
Oh, guess what I got, though?
What did you get? Speaking of the bleeding of the vagina, I think.
I got my period panties. I ordered period panties and they came. They came a day early and they have them and I was so excited to try them.
Have you tried them on?
Yes. And not both styles, but just one style, yes.
And they're comfortable?
Well, they're not uncomfortable.
Okay, that's good.
They're certainly a little heftier than what I would normally wear.
Sure.
And the, how do I say this? The absorbent portion, mm-hmm, definitely feels, but again, I was trying it on, you know, at the wrong time of the month. So
right.
There was nothing for it there to absorb. So
right.
I feel like, you know, if that were necessary and activated, I think we're going to be pretty good.
Now, what are these called? Thanks? Spanx?
There are not Spanx. There are several different brands, but I purchased some Thinks to try.
Thanks. Okay. Well,
I got heavy and I got medium.
Okay.
They're pretty cute. The design is pretty cute. Like, they don't look like granny panties. You can get them in a thong, and I would like, who would do that? Why would you do that?
I don't understand that at
Let
all.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Like, just enough.
Are you taking them with you on your trip?
Yes, I am.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm hoping the timing works out, because if it's like, you know, if I'm in my swimsuit most of the time, there's no point, but like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you'll have to give us an update when you get back.
I certainly will.
An endorsement.
Sorry, dudes.
Yeah.
I definitely will. I'm going to give full deets.
Deets on the thinks. So, Courtney, have you had any dreams lately? I know you're a very, very vivid dreamer.
I had a dream. Like this morning, like when I woke up this morning, I woke up from a dream and I was kind of pissed because I woke up and I wanted to get back into the dream and figure out what was going on because it was kind of stressful.
Yeah.
I was like, I feel like I need to wrap some stuff up there.
Yep.
But I really had to pee. So I had to get up and go to the bathroom and I came back and I went back to sleep, but then it went off a different direction. So there's a couple people I'm like, I should maybe reach out to them and see what's going on. Like, hey, so just so you know, last night we were trying to get out of a burning house, and I just want to let you know, leave it behind, man.
Just go.
Like, just go.
Yeah.
Also, how is your hand?
I wish I could remember my dreams. I wish I had more vivid dreams. I don't know. But then you hear about some dreams are really freaky, you know, and where you physically react to what you're dreaming about. I've had those a couple of times too. Oh. And it's just like, I don't
those
like that.
Scary. Like Mike Birbiglia talks about, he tells a story about how like he had to sleep in a special, like essentially a straitjacket sleeping bag because he was physically acting out his dreams and you've never heard this?
No.
Oh, you should check it out. Sleepwalk with Me, maybe?
Oh, God. See, I don't know. Sleepwalking freaks me the shit out. Sleepwalking, I will not, I can't even think about it. It freaks me out.
I used to talk in my sleep quite a bit, but I don't really anymore, I don't think.
Talking is one thing. My husband sometimes talks, but it's nonsense. It's gibberish. Mm-hmm. Never makes sense. But getting out of your bed in that sleep state and going into, I think my brother, when he was young, my parents used to tell the story. He got up one night and set the table in his sleep, set the whole table.
That's weird.
And went back to bed.
That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. But the reason I bring it up is because last night I had a pretty vivid dream and I actually remember parts of it.
Oh, Deb.
And it's a sexy dream.
Oh, yep. Yes.
Yes. Now I'm going to give you a couple of clues onto who my partner was in the dream.
Was it me?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's not you. And
this is going to get weird. Okay.
No. It's not something, if I'm going to go public with it, it's not embarrassing. It's not anyone I work with or happen to talk to once, you know, kind of thing.
Shut up. Yeah. So before we get any further, do you want me to like ask questions? Do we want to do like a 30 questions thing or a 20 questions thing? Or do you just want to like start talking?
I will give you two clues. Musician. Mm-hmm. Well, artist, you know, performing artist.
Sure.
And dead.
David Bowie.
No.
Okay, so my questions were going to be like, is this someone you know or is it a public figure? But it's a public figure.
Yep.
Dead recently, like in the last 7 months. Thank you, 2016.
Yes.
For all the presents.
Yes.
Well, I was going to say who else died this year, but who hasn't?
Right.
Prince.
Yes.
Oh, that's so cool. Was it amazing?
Prince.
Was it super weird?
Wait,
in the dream, was he his actual height? So was he like up to your navel?
But it didn't matter.
I don't think with Prince it would have mattered.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. And I haven't seen him any more recently or heard any more of his music recently. I have no idea what planted this seed in my head. But
so
it was
hot.
So,
yeah. So what happened?
I don't really remember all the details. I just remember really enjoying it. Really enjoying it. And then when we were done, we're all sweaty and laying there and whatever. And he's like being all sexy and stuff. And then all of a sudden, this team of people came into the bedroom and they start drawing my blood. And taking like bodily like taking swabs off
like
of
samples?
Me and shit like what?
Oh, like samples.
Like samples of me. And I started freaking out and then my dream ended. So as cool and sexy and great as it was, then it just turned and it just got weird and scientific and who are these people with their latex gloves touching me?
Like X-Files-y.
And he was there the whole time. Just
that
right
was
next
my next
to me.
Question like, was like, what was Prince doing while you were getting swabbed?
These are my people. You know, these are my
so
people.
He was
they're
like,
they're just
this
coming.
Is happening.
This is just this is part of the this is protocol.
Ew! What?
I don't
That's
know.
So weird.
Help me make sense of this. Is
help
there...
you. I am no one's therapist. Okay. Well, let's see what the internet has to say.
I mean, there were Q-tips and syringes coming at me and I don't know. What?
The fourth thing down is nymphomania, a history. Hey, internet, I never said dead. although Prince is dead. So maybe.
Prince is dead.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just throwing it out there. We don't need to figure it out or anything. It's been kind of haunting me all day, you know, because I just wanted it to end when it ended. But no, here comes the team.
Good, because, a sex dream with a celebrity is never going to be normal. Frankly, I'm impressed because all mine usually end like in the midst. Like I never get to the, when you said like after when we were done and we were sweaty, I was like, oh my God, I never get to that part.
Oh, okay.
The during and the sweaty.
I guess I should consider myself lucky.
And you know, half the time I never get to the beginning. Like, like mine are usually about the lead up. And then it's like things are about to get real. It's like a PG-13 movie. It just like goes black. I'm not allowed to see what happens. I'm not old enough.
Speaking of that, segueing away from the dream, I finally saw The Kid with the Broom movie. Did we talk about this?
No.
Yes.
We haven't talked about The Kid with the Broom either.
I finally saw it. Finally.
I don't think we told that story. So let me just recap for in case we didn't tell it. And I'm sorry. We don't remember everything that we've ever talked about. But in case we didn't tell it, when we were in Austin, we had a very nice meal together. We had a very nice lunch. And then Deb suggested going to get some frozen yogurt. I said, I don't need frozen yogurt. But I said that would be great and that I'm going to say something and I'm trademarking it and no one can take it. No one can take it.
Okay.
But I said, what do you think about a frozen yogurt place called Frodo's Froyo? Because I think that would be amazing and I think it would get all the business. And Deb says, I don't know which one that is. And I was like, I'm sorry. And she's like, I know I'm supposed to know what that's in reference to, but I don't know what that means.
Which I say a lot in our discussions with Courtney.
Yes, you do, which is wonderful. It makes me so happy. Because yes, you do say that a lot. What you said was, is that the one with the little kid?
Yeah.
And at that point, I didn't know what to say. Because for those who aren't aware, I was referring to Frodo, who's the main character in Lord of the Rings.
Oh, is that what you were talking about?
Jesus.
Okay.
And, but because Deb doesn't know who Frodo is, I don't know how much she does know. I don't know if she thinks hobbits are children. I don't know if she thinks Frodo is Bilbo's child, which he is not. He's his nephew. But anyway, so I wasn't sure how to respond with it. And I said, the one with the kid.
And I said, yeah, the one with the kid and the broom.
And you said, you know.
The one with the kid and the broom.
The one with the broom. No, because you just said, you
the
didn't
one with the broom. Yeah.
You know, the one with the broom. And it took me a minute. And I went, are you talking about Harry Potter? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. No is the answer. That is not. So anyway, so now you saw the movie with the kid with the broom.
Yes.
How'd that go?
The original Harry Potter, which came out in 2001, I believe. I'm only 15 years late to the party here. I don't see what the big deal is.
15 years.
Yeah.
You know what, Deb? Don't feel bad. I haven't seen Rocky.
Okay, that's bad.
It's not that bad.
That's...
I know how it ends because some idiot at a hockey game told me. Also, I just saw the last like 10 minutes, like just last week. I saw the last 10 minutes of The Karate Kid for the first time.
Oh.
Can I tell you something?
Oh.
That is a terrible ending. It's a terrible ending.
You're talking about the original one?
The original Karate Kid.
I don't remember
Ralph
the ending.
Macchio.
I just
because
remember.
Because it's stupid.
Is it? He wins, okay. Though, right?
Spoiler alert, Deb. You're supposed to say spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. He does win, but basically, like...
He gets the shit kicked out of him.
He gets the crap kicked out of him, and, like, the super handsome, blonde, traditional 80s bad guy...
Yeah.
Who has been, like, cheating left and right and really being an ass and a huge bully, like, Karate Kid beats him, and the very end he goes... The bad guy goes like, hey, man, you're all right. And I'm like, that's it. That's it. That's the lesson, is that we beat our bullies and they're like, you know what? All I was doing was waiting for you to earn my respect and now you've got it. So we cool. Like, no, no, no. That guy's still a douche. You probably can't walk anymore. Yeah. Although I know there's two sequels, so whatever.
Yeah.
But no, none of that makes any sense. This is really dumb. Really dumb. I'll go on record. I don't care. Come okay. at me, bro.
I didn't remember that. I just remembered like the bonfire on the beach and all that yeah, romance stuff.
I literally saw the last 10 minutes, so I don't know what any of that means. Okay. Deb, how'd you like the Harry Potter?
I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. All 2+ hours of it.
Are you going to invest another like 25 hours in seeing the rest of the series or...
I'm not chomping at the bit to do that. No.
You feel sated. You feel sated with your one.
You know, my husband was saying that it is kind of cool to see how the characters evolve over the movies.
Yeah, sure. And they do get, as the stories get darker, the movies get darker and the tones change. And that's very interesting.
Hmm.
I honestly, the movies are great. Like, they did a great job with the movies. I am a bigger fan of the books. I'm the person who's always going like, you know, you really skipped a crucial part of it. Like, that's me, and I'm not proud of it. But
yeah.
I'm not wrong either, so I don't know what to tell you.
I really enjoyed it, though.
Good. Oh, I'm so glad, Deb.
Yeah.
Now you can walk with your head held high. when are you gonna watch Lord of the Rings trilogy? Speaking of 15 years too late.
Yeah. No, those aren't on my list. Before that, I need to catch up on Star Wars before that, I think.
Oh,
that seems a little more because I heard that the recent movie is pretty good.
I really enjoyed the most recent one. Where are you at?
Oh,
have you seen any? Let's get serious. Have you seen any?
I saw 1, 2, and 3, which is really 4, 5, and 6, I guess.
Okay. So.
But I would like to see them again before going back and watching one.
Can I say something that's probably going to make some people mad?
Skip
it. Don't waste your time with the George Lucas 1, 2, and 3. Like you saw the original three that came out, right? Through Return of the Jedi, through the Ewoks. I wouldn't waste your time with the prequels.
Okay.
I mean, there's probably some, like, if you wanted to go like deep nerd dive into the canon, like if you were that kind of completist person, I would say, yeah, do it. But I know you and I know you're not. And what I'm telling you is you will enjoy the most recent film just fine without taking that deep dive into the terrible Hayden Christensen, Natalie Portman trifecta of hell.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Hell is a little extreme. That was a little extreme. I'm sorry. That was a little strong. But they're not good and you're not going to remember them. Like, I pay attention to this stuff and I can barely remember anything that happened.
Wow, that's saying something. Okay.
Except that everyone's performances were wooden and very difficult to watch.
So the one that just came out, is that one or is that two? Was there one before?
That a new is one before? 7.
Oh, so there's the 3 original.
So you've got Star Wars A New Hope, you've got Empire Strikes Back, and you've got Return of the Jedi.
Okay, so that's 3, 4, 5, and 6.
That's 4, 5, and 6.
So we there's been no 1, 2, and 3. We haven't gone back in time yet.
Yes, we have. Oh. That's the Natalie Portman, Hayden Christensen, Jar Jar Binks stuff. That's all before. Spoiler alert, Natalie Portman is Luke and Leia's mom. Spoiler alert, extra bajillion, I can't even believe I have to say this, Hayden Christensen is Darth Vader.
Now, are you ruining it for me? You're ruining
Deb,
it for
are
me?
Are you for real right now? Were you ever going to watch them?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Oh, those were in the first 3.
Yes. That's okay. What I'm telling you.
See, I don't understand. I had no idea that we're on the 7th. The 7th one was just released. I thought we were still in the first trifecta thing.
Because you don't understand, it's not necessary for you to go and like be married to the canon. There's no point.
Okay.
For enjoyability reasons only, skip the homework. Go straight to the new one.
I really appreciate your help on that.
Whew. It's my pleasure. I feel like we've done some good work here today.
I think so too.
So we will be back someday with 31.
Yep.
Earth willing. And until then, she is Deb.
And she is Courtney.
Thanks for listening.
We'll see ya.
Bye.
Deb, I found it. In an article in The Telegraph from just last year, it says that up to 70% of koalas are infected with chlamydia. It was chlamydia, Deb. 70%. Think about that the next time you're getting a post-coital swab with Prince's team. Okay, bye.